1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Larry Grover is joining us. Larry, it was a difficult weekend for you, I know. Mr. Grover is the chairman of Conservatives of Kern County. And before we bring you on, Larry, I want to let everybody know that Conservatives of Kern County was a political action group that's been a little bit dormant over the last few years. And I welcome you to our program. And why is that?
Phil, thank you for having me on. We underwent a leadership change that affected the workings of our group. And I had personal issues. You know, my wife, Carol, and I divorced.
And I was sorry to hear about that.
Thank you. I had some income issues as well. We're regenerating Conservatives of Kern County. And I'm going to be doing some more writing, which generates a lot of income, because I'll be very honest, my ex-wife has made some pretty outrageous demands, and I haven't been able to come up with the child support that her lawyer has been able to push on the court. And my wife has used this term deadbeat, and I find that to be the most offensive term. A deadbeat is someone who doesn't intend to pay. I intend to pay. I just have not yet paid because of these income issues.
All right, but there's a more serious matter. You're complaining of political harassment, a campaign to keep you from writing and getting money, making money from your writing, and getting the conservative message out there and getting the conservative your conservative action group reorganized, right?
Well, I believe that this has been going on, yes. And what happened Saturday evening at the publishing event is out-and-out blatant political harassment.
Now, you had called up an escort service, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
All right, and the reason for that was you needed an escort for this function?
Yeah, there is an escort service in the Santa Monica area. It was not something I wanted to do, but it was put to me that this is a this was a formal event, and it would be expected that I should bring a date. And right now, I haven't really been in the dating scene, and this escort service was recommended to me by a gentleman, Mr. Norton, who you know.
Yes, I do.
All right, and I contacted this agency, and the young lady met me over at one of the area restaurants here.
Okay.
And we attended this event together. She was a very lovely young lady and very classy young woman by the name of Suzanne. And I felt that we hit it off, and it was only after the function had ended that the valet and the valet had brought my car around that she began to ask me questions, which I felt were a little bit inappropriate.
All right, such as what?
Well, she's asking me where my hotel was. She asked me what I liked, what I enjoyed. She was being very suggestive. And, of course, my understanding is this is an escort service. And I had called them to have a young woman to escort me to a publishing function where I wanted to meet some of the principals in conservative publishing. And she's making it very evident, you know, that...
Well, if you don't mind me asking you, how much did you pay this escort service by the hour?
Well, the agency charged $400.
For an hour?
Yes.
For how many hours?
Well, we were told it was about 8 hours.
All right. Now, let me just interrupt you here, Larry, and ask you. You made the point at the beginning that you could not afford to pay child support that the court had ordered you to pay, but you're paying $400 an hour to an escort company.
All right. Let me help you with that. This function I wanted to go to was a publishing function to help me get work. You understand?
Okay.
So that I can afford the child support. But, this agency sent a young woman who decides that she wants to have sex with me, which is open prostitution. I found out later from the young lady that I was with that she's very liberal. She voted for Kerry. She believes in immediate withdrawal from Iraq. And now she's suggesting sexual relations. And this was obviously an attempt, in my opinion, to compromise me, and the attempt to compromise me would be known publicly, and then my writings would not get published.
All right. The evening wound up, though, with the Los Angeles police arresting you.
All right. Let me tell you something. This woman had the idea to have sex, all right?
But you were arrested in your car near, I think it was over on Ocean at a 99-cent store?
It was her idea to have sex. This was not what I contracted for. We did have sex.
Did you additionally pay for that? You must have.
I beg your pardon. This was her idea, something she wanted to do after. And after she has the idea that we have sex, that's when an LAPD police car, I saw the officer's flashlight. He asked me to step out of the car. I told the officer that this was my date. He asked me how I knew her, and I said she was from an escort service. Now he places me under arrest.
All right, well, that's why it happened.
No, wait a minute. He placed me under arrest for solicitation and engaging in lewd. I told the police officer that she suggested that we have sex.
This woman, Larry, to me, was obviously a prostitute.
excuse me. She's from an escort service, and there was nothing in the material in the ad that I read that intimated that the young lady was going to want to have sex.
Well, you said that Mr. Norton told you about this.
Yes.
What's the name of it?
I'm sorry?
What was the name of the agency?
It was called the AOK Escort Service. I told the police it was her filthy idea to have sex with me, and I would have had a publicity problem and would not be able to get, and I would be able to get additional income. I have children who are suffering because of this, that I owe child support.
All right, Larry, hold on. I want to give our number. It's 1-800-449-8686. Are you saying to me that when you hired an escort, you weren't aware of the fact that some of these companies, these agencies...
It's an escort service, Phil. And I hired the lady...
At $400 an hour, even though you owe how much in child support?
First of all, I'm not one of these deadbeat dads, okay? I owe a considerable amount, but I'm not a deadbeat.
I'm just curious, how much?
You know what, Phil? I'm not going to tell you that. I don't think I want to tell you that. I'm not a deadbeat. What is needed here is for people to know that I called an escort service because I wanted an escort. This young woman began to speak in a filthy way. I spent 8 hours, even though there was a one-hour minimum. And
why did you have sex with her?
Because she was very convincing. These people are trained at being able to compromise men who have a lot to lose. They are trained in making men hot, and thus getting them arrested and having their names shamed. And I honestly believe that this was a setup by political operatives who are liberals, who are trying to keep me from publishing my works so that I am able to make an income so I can feed my children.
All right, Larry.
You know, your incredulity is fine, Phil, but the point is... Boy, you don't get it, do you?
No, I think I get it. If you're with an escort...
Look, let's say they do have sex with men. I never suggested it. I said to her, and I said to the agency when I talked to the man that answered, it was a black guy, and it doesn't make any difference, but a black guy answered, and I said, look, I want an escort for the service to go for the evening to go to this function.
Okay. But I will tell you this. Most people recognize that some of these escort services, it is intimated or it is suggested or it is understood that there is sex available, okay?
Well, that's fine. Good for them, and I hope they're very happy knowing that. My interest only, was in having a lovely young woman go with me to this function because I was told that it was probably better that we come with a date. I was trying to make the rounds. I was trying to talk to some people about publishing my work so that my kids can get child support because right now I'm 2 years behind.
And you don't find any kind of a conflict between being 2 years behind in your child support and paying $400 an hour for a prostitute?
So what's $400 going to do for my kids? It won't even get them tap water. That's what I'm trying to say to you. And I guess you're not buying that.
No, I'm not buying it, man. $400 an hour for an escort when you're 2 years behind on child support.
In order for me to pay my... Let me go slow with you, all right?
Look, Larry, you don't have to go slow with me. I understand the whole... Look, I've been involved in this whole child support thing for longer than I care to think about, okay? I understand how it works. The court tells you you have to pay a certain amount of money, and...
You sound like you got a cold.
I'm getting over one.
Because I think I'm getting one. So
yeah, I can hear it.
I can hear it at you.
All right, fine. So we both have colds.
Well, I don't know if this is going to make any sense, us yelling at each other. What I'm saying to you is, yes, I do owe 2 years' worth of child support. Yes, I paid this girl $400 an hour for 8 hours.
That's $3,200.
Yes. In order to do that, I had to have an escort for this publishing seminar in order to get work to pay my kids their child support.
$3,200. How long was the seminar?
I wasn't going to spend... God damn it.
I know, man. I don't mean for you to...
I wasn't going to spend $3,200. The point I'm trying to make to you is it was her filthy idea to have sex. I never would have done it had she not brought it up.
All right, Larry, hold on for a minute. If I can't get through to him, then I can't get through to him. He's saying to me that he hires an escort service so he can have an escort for the evening, and he never intended to have sex with a girl. He wanted an escort. She suggested having sex, so they wind up having sex. He gets arrested, and they're not even in a hotel. They're in his parked car at a 99-cent store. He gets arrested, and now he can't pay his child support. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
My wife would hang on me like a blue-ass baboon in heat, and I couldn't have it, I tell you.
1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Henry Show is back. I'm not saying I don't understand that. I understand that an escort service sometimes will provide sex, even though it's illegal. I was not requesting sex.
You were requesting an escort.
That's what I've been trying to tell you, sir, yes. And I requested an escort, and I got an escort.
At $400 an hour?
These are very beautiful young women, and they are very classy young women. There's a big difference, Mr. Henry, between going to a public function or going to a very important function where you're going to be making some business contacts with a woman who does not have any social manner or any social grace, who doesn't know how to introduce herself or make conversation, who is not presentable, or going to something like that with a woman who's got some style and some class, knows how to dress, etc. All right, that's what I wanted.
All right, if that's what you wanted, and you wanted to go to this function to make business contacts, to make an income, to pay your child support.
Yes, that is correct. Now, you got to bring up how much she cost again?
Yes. Larry, you're the one that said you spent $3,200 on this woman, 8 solid hours.
Because she started talking about sex. And
talked you into it.
You know, Phil, I will tell you that it sounds to me like you're a guy that maybe you don't. Are you excited by women?
What is that supposed to mean? Yes, I'm excited by women. I happen to also know, man, you know, what I'm getting is what I'm getting, okay? If it's 8 hours at $400 an hour, it ain't going to be for conversation.
I understand that. I admit I had sex with her. I was, in my opinion, seduced into having sex by a liberal operative, is what I'm trying to say. Now I'm arrested. My name is in the newspaper. The police have got a flashlight on me in a parked car in the parking lot of a 99-cent store. This is what she did to me.
She did it to you, all right.
Okay, I see. It's my fault, huh? Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, of course it is, Larry.
I understand that a lot of it's my fault. I'm trying to make my wife. I'm 2 years behind on my child support. My wife wants to put me on a deadbeat website. I told her I'm not a deadbeat. Don't you ever call me that.
If you haven't paid your child support, man, that's what you are.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it is. Not if you intend on paying it, it isn't.
All right, 1-800. Are you in an office?
Yeah, I'm in my office right now.
All right, well, because I can hear some noise, but it's all right. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Randy. Randy, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Hi, Randy.
Hi there. This guy's a complete sleaze. Complete sleaze, absolutely. I mean, anyone who does not
all
know...
Right, okay, thank you. Who are you, an expert?
No, I'm not an expert. I'm 22.
Well, how do you
like
know
to
that?
Listen to talk radio.
How do you know to identify a sleaze?
And I was completely dumbfounded. Well, I mean, you pay $400 for an escort. I mean, how old are you?
Ma'am, you're a female. What would you know about prostitution?
I mean, I don't know anything about prostitution personally, but, I mean, I've watched television, and I have,
oh,
I read. And
that's a great education.
Well, also,
okay.
I mean...
Look,
yes.
Let's get down to it, Phil.
You call yourself
I'm a
conservative?
Father, I'm a father, and I'm trying to earn money so my kids will get the child support that a cord is shoved down my throat.
Okay.
All right.
So why not just go to this event by yourself on your own merit instead of hiring
like
some woman for $400 an hour when your kids could use that money for school, for books, for anything like that?
Certain events
why not go there on your own merit instead of having some escort, some prostitute, to take the attention away from
ma'am,
you.
Ma'am, I don't know if you're familiar with, you know, classy functions, but you're required sometimes to show up with a date. It looks better. You show up by yourself, and they think that it's odd. So you go to an escort service, and you get a woman who has some style and some class. She's the one that suggested sex. I never sought it out.
So why didn't you refuse? I mean, if you had so much at
because
stake, why not refuse?
I was going to, but I had no idea. I'm going to refuse after she shows me her breasts.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, am I supposed to refuse then?
If,
sure.
if you're going to say...
If this woman has so much class, I'm telling you,
right.
As a woman of class...
I don't want to insult her.
You don't want to insult her?
No, ma'am.
Well, if she put you in a situation like this, I mean, then you're...
Well, you're not a man, so you can't understand, but I'm not going to insult a woman who... I mean, she had...
Well, you definitely insulted her by having sex with her in the parking lot of a 99-cent store.
You know what? She took the money. Oh, got you there, didn't I?
Well, because you hired a prostitute, sir.
Well, then how did I insult her?
You see, Randy, you're kind of
chasing your tail here a little bit, Randy. What I'm trying to say is this. She brought up sex. I didn't want to have sex. She got partially undressed.
In the car?
Mm-hmm.
In the car?
Yes. And at that point, I'm supposed to insult her and say, put your top back on? I don't think so. Well, no.
If that's not
what a gentleman does.
You said okay.
What a gentleman does is he pays his child support.
I was trying to pay my child
Thank
support.
Thank you.
I was trying to pay my child support. See, this woman here, you're making her arguments for her, Phil.
No, I'm not. What I'm saying is you get the money, $3,200 is a month's worth of child support for some guys, you know? And
well, yes, it is. But I'm not a deadbeat yet, so she can't, you know.
You're not at 2 years, man. You've been in arrears on this child support situation.
Let me ask you a question, Phil. If you're in a car and a woman takes... her very tight evening dress off, and there it is. Feast your eyes on
right
that.
There,
and
right
you're
there,
gonna
that's not showing a woman of class.
I would say she is a woman of class.
To show up with a woman of class,
right.
And you have to hire an escort.
Ma'am, a woman of class, $400 an hour is a very high price. Now, most of these rub joints are going to get 102.
Wait, hold on, man. I don't want to talk about the prices of prostitutes, all right? Look, thank you very much for your call, ma'am. I don't want to talk about the price of prostitutes. I'm talking about the appropriateness of buying one in the first place, even though you didn't think she was a prostitute when you first contacted the escort agency. $400 an hour, man, just to have some chick who looks good on your arm? Come on, pal. I mean, call me up, man. I would have hooked you up with...
Your wife?
Maybe. I'm just kidding about that, honey.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Phil. I'm a sleaze, and you're selling your wife like a pimp.
I didn't say I'm selling my wife. Steve, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Steve?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah, I just had a quick question. For 2 years, you've paid nothing. What exactly is your wife? Does your wife work for a living? How is she taking care of your kids?
She is taking care of my kids. What do you mean, how's she taking care of my kids?
Well, I mean, you're obviously not helping her. You're not being, you know, responsible
to
your children.
I am being responsible to my children. It just so happens.
Exactly. That's where the responsibility was, in the 99-cent parking lot.
Are you judging? So you're saying, I like the way you judge me, and you weren't in that car. You didn't see what I got to look at.
Oh, I'm judging you, for sure.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do you like women?
Of course I do.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what your orientation is.
Well, obviously, I just said I like women, but I don't care for women in 99-cent parking lots that I'm spending $400 for.
If they look like, if they were built like Paris Hilton? Oh, I don't think you say no to that.
All right, come on. Forget about how she was built.
Luckily, I don't have to pay for a woman to go out with.
I needed a classy, you know, I haven't been dating lately.
Obviously.
Okay, so both of you guys are intimating now that I'm a homosexual.
No, we're not. We're saying pay your child support, man. $3,200 for 8 hours with an escort. Whether or not you thought you were going to have sex with her, whether or not you thought, you know, maybe it was legitimate to go out for 2 or 3 hours at $4 an hour with this chick, because if she was that classy. But to spend another $5 having sex with her and then say it was her fault...
Brought it up. I didn't. All right, forget it. Both of you can go.
I love it.
You know,
I
hope the two of you, when you die, all you see is a sign that says "Straight to Hell." Sorry, heaven closed.
Well, listen, take the money next time and give it to your kids.
He hung up, sir. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Define prostitute. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, hold on. What?
I said, Mr. Hendry, I think it takes a lot of guts to be criticizing me when you on your radio program came up with this term, noglip, and now it's in the UrbanDictionary.com on the Internet.
That was a joke, okay? You're talking about not paying child support, but spending $3,200 on a hooker.
I didn't spend it on a hooker. I thought it was an escort, and then she showed me her breasts. And then I realized what I was up against. And let me tell you, it's not easy. You try it. You try it. $400 an hour. You think you're getting a lady of class. You're going to take her back to wherever you picked her up at. We met at the Denny's over there on, I forget where it was, it's over on Ocean. And now she takes her top off. And if you think that's easy, what are you laughing at?
You don't even hear yourself, do you, man? Now she takes her top off, and if you think that's easy...
Well, I'm not saying that it wasn't pleasant. But I know I've got child support to pay. I know I've got child support to pay, and I know I'm looking at a pair of headlights, friend, that are on high beam, and I think you know where I'm going.
Jesus, what a... You know, Larry, the word scumbag does come to mind.
Thank you very much.
Well, hey, you know, if the shoe fits. Charlotte, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm laughing my head off. Number one.
What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at you, sir. You are either...
You find me funny because my
I find you ridiculous, and I find you very pathetic.
My children are hungry.
Well, that's your fault.
How do you figure that?
Because
you got to pay child support. That's why.
Let me tell you something. You are either naive...
When's the last time you even knew...
You are either very naive or very stupid, because the word escort is just a euphemism for prostitution.
How do you know?
I used to be in law enforcement. I know these things.
Ma'am, when's the last time you saw a kid? Yeah.
When's the last time I saw a kid?
A kid.
Just about yesterday.
I would ask the lady to put her teeth in, please.
I'm sorry?
I would ask the lady to put her teeth in, because I can't understand.
You can't understand and clean out your ears.
Do you have your teeth in?
Yes, I have my teeth in. Do you have your brains in?
Well, if you're not gumming, then my name isn't Grover, with a capital G.
Your name is what?
I said my name happens to be Grover, G-R-O-V-E-R.
Well, good for you.
Lawrence L. Well, I'm not asking for any accolades, but I'm saying if you're not gumming it, then you can spell my name Jack.
Why should I want to spell your name? I don't even want to know your name.
Because I'm trying to understand what you're saying, ma'am.
I am saying to you, well,
to
listen, shut up and listen.
Well, there's some gumming going on. And
would you listen to her?
All right,
you are, first of all, I think you're paranoid.
Oh,
and
okay,
you are
Dr.
stupid
Ruth.
Or naive.
Thank you, Dr. Lewis.
To hire somebody who comes from an escort service. None of these ladies are classy. They are employed for only one reason, and that's to make prostitutes, that's to be prostitutes.
Right.
And that is that, and I know that because I used to be in law enforcement.
Yeah, you've said that now twice.
Yes, and you've been saying this about her taking off her clothes about 20 times, and you're going to be becoming very tiresome.
And
as far as you're not paying child support,
ma'am,
you should be in jail.
It's not tiresome.
And as far as you, and as far as you saying that it's a liberal plot against you, you are paranoid.
Oh, I'm paranoid.
Absolutely.
She votes for Kerry.
And that's all I have to say.
Well,
that's
okay.
All I'm saying. Goodbye.
I wouldn't want to say a lot either if I was sitting there just slamming my gums against you. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, goodbye. Oh, my God. Did you hear that? Did you?
Oh, what, are you going to make a big deal out of it?
She just went goodbye. She thought hanging the phone up was hitting the number. Okay, now I've hung up.
Well, good for you, Larry. So what, you going to make fun of her?
She made fun of me.
Oh, what, are you scoring your big points now?
Yeah, I'm scoring. Hey, Charlotte, goodbye.
So you're scoring your big-time points, huh?
Yeah, I'm scoring some points. Charlotte, goodbye. Nice talking with you.
I just saw Dennis Miller on TV, man. I could have sworn it was Dennis on the show. But Dennis, what are you doing, man?
Are you talking to me?
No, I'm not. John, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Yes, John, go ahead.
Hello there. How
yes,
are you?
Very good, sir. Thank you.
I've been hearing your conversation. Now, you said you haven't paid child support for 2 years, right?
Is he talking to you, Phil?
He's talking to you, sir.
No, sir. I've not paid child support in 2 years. Goodbye.
Okay. You want to talk to a professional? I'm a family therapist. And what would you like to say if I was a professional? How would you like to convince me of your story?
Well, sir, I'm not trying to convince anybody. I'm simply saying that this was a publishing function that they said you should bring in a date. I didn't have a date. I thought I would get a professional escort. Some of these girls are very attractive, and they are a good entree into conversations having to do with business. If you're with a woman that can make conversation and presents herself well, it's a social attribute. I didn't know that she was going to start to talk filth.
Okay. How long did the seminar last?
It was probably, well, let's see, cocktail hour was 7 to 8, about till 8:30.
Okay, so you were there probably 2 hours. That was your seminar last?
Hour and a half.
Okay.
Hour and a half.
And so then you went on for another 6.5 hours with her. Now, is she talking trash with you?
See, now you're judging me.
No, I'm just asking you if that's what you did.
Yes, sir.
I didn't make a judge. I just asked questions.
All right, yes, that's exactly what we did.
Okay, and she started talking trash to you?
Well, she starts asking me, where's my hotel? What do I like?
What did you think?
Well, I was thinking, okay, she's coming on to me.
And what position were you taking at that point?
What position?
Uh-huh.
I was behind her. I don't understand.
My point is,
there's a window open or something. Excuse me. There's a window. What do you mean you were behind her?
He asked me what position.
You were listening to what she had. She was talking trash.
Yeah.
And you enjoyed that trash, right?
I have to admit, yes, I did. Yeah.
Okay.
And I had a handful of her hair at the time.
Okay.
Wait. What are you talking about, John? I'm sorry. What do you mean?
He said what position. I was behind her holding onto her hair.
But he's not asking you that.
Let's even drop that.
All right.
I'm just asking you. She was talking trash and you liked it, right?
Yeah, I suppose I did.
And you knew where she was headed, right?
I knew where she was headed?
Yeah, you knew where she was going.
Yeah,
she was talking trash.
She was basically facing the rear window.
And she was coming on to you. That's what you said.
I put it the other way around.
No, you said that. You knew she was coming on to you.
Well, I guess she was. She said she was.
Okay, so you knew what was taking place.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you knew what was going about. So you really let it happen.
Well, there isn't much you can do at that point. She just went ahead and did it.
Wait a minute. She didn't talk you. Did she have to talk you into it at that point?
At that point, nobody has to talk anybody into it. You're just going to go,
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Now, I'm asking another question.
Sure.
You didn't pay child support for 2 years. Why? What happened there?
No money got mailed? I'm not sure I understand.
Why didn't you pay child support? What was taking place at that point?
At what point?
When you weren't paying child support.
Well,
what
that was 2 years. There's a lot of stuff going on.
What caused you to get behind your family? Your family responsibility? What was that?
My wife, first of all, my wife divorced me, and right there, she got half of everything. And then she went to the court, and they stuck me with a pretty big tab on child support. And I was living, and I am still living with mother, and because I work at the Culver print shop. And so there's no room in the house. I sleep on a porch, on a cot.
Now, at this seminar, what kind of work were you trying to sell at the seminar?
I was trying to interest people in my writings as a conservative writer. And I had this girl, Suzanne.
There was nothing guaranteed for you at that seminar, was there?
Not that I knew of, no. But
okay.
I thought maybe there would have been if she hadn't talked dirty to me and made me to her.
So when you, in reality, all of this, of going to get the escort, and having the 2 years that you didn't pay your child support was merely an excuse for going to get you a girl, because it didn't really demand that. True?
No, that's not true.
So
I wanted to get an escort, and then she talked me into putting her on her hands and knees.
Would you stop being so graphic?
I don't know.
Well,
I
didn't mean to do it.
What I'm saying to you is this. You didn't say no, right?
No, sir.
Okay.
Would you mind if I do some work while I'm talking? I got to get some wedding invitations out.
So you tell me you have what you're saying to us
Salazar,
is that you have
Salazar,
a weak character
Salazar.
And can't say no.
I keep seeing
no.
the name Salazar going
A weak
by.
Character because you didn't pay your child support. A weak character because you couldn't say no. And a weak character because you're blaming someone else.
And you're
farming out all your responsibilities, and you'll continue to do this. And you need to be put on the Deadbeat Father's website because you fit that MO and you fit that description.
Look at
and I'm sorry, I'm going to go to heaven. And I don't know where you're going to go,
Well, you must be
great.
Guy. You must
but
be
the point
I'm
making right now,
you
are very, sick man, and you have no responsibility, and no wonder you're living with Mama. You'll probably live with Mama the rest of your life because you don't have the character to get out and really do something that's going to prosper your family, even yourself. You're using different little excuses, and the work that you're the work that you want to sell, probably nobody would buy it because of the attitude we hear on the air. So that's my evaluation of you, and not a judgment evaluation, because you declared that throughout the evening and with things that you said. You painted yourself into a picture, into a corner, but you're trying to blame everybody else for what they say because they're moral and they're straight and they're honest, but you cannot see that. What other parts of your life are dishonest? What are the parts of your life that you cannot cope with? What are the parts of your life are you living a lie?
And
so
I'm
that
going
your whole life is a lie.
I'm going to kill myself, John. Thanks.
I don't think you're going to kill yourself. You don't have the nerve. You don't have the character. It takes a strength, a certain amount of strength to take your life. And I don't think you have that strength. Anybody there? Okay. Thank you for the time.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Show me where it says bone smoker in the Constitution.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
What, bud?
It's 2 hours and 10 minutes and 30 seconds before Tukey Williams bites Chode.
What a baby.
What?
Bites Chode. Yeah, Tukey's gone in a couple hours. Well, was nice knowing you, Tukey. By the way, do we have Mrs. Leonard coming up?
Yeah, we do. She's on hold.
All right, Mavis Leonard will be with us. Mavis Leonard actually was a babysitter of Tukey's, and she'll be talking to us in just a few minutes. We'd like to thank Larry Grover for what? I don't know. Yeah, sure. You bet, Larry. $400 an hour, 8 hours later. I didn't know she was a prostitute. 1-800-449-8686. Go to our website, www.philhendryshow.com. And there you can find out all the things you need to know about the Phil Hendry Show. You also get an opportunity to get a backstage pass. What that is an opportunity to listen to our archived comedy and also to listen to our show anytime you'd like to, live streamed on the Internet. So with $6.95 a month, you have access to all of the archived comedy, all of the 30 days of archived shows. And, you know, our web stuff. We've done a lot of webcasts. We've also done television pilots. You can check out some of that. You can see some of the TV shows that we've been on and so forth. This week we're featuring the Ted Bell blog. Ted is the owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills, and he talks about how, you know, just what it takes to get into his restaurant. We have a little feature called Phil Drives to Work. It's now at part 10. Each one of these is about a minute long, and it's about 50 miles from my house to here. So sometime next year, I'll be pulling into work. By the way, our souvenir shop is a great place to shop for Christmas if you have a Phil Hendry fan or you just want to get some weird stuff, man, for Christmas. It's not just weird. It's really actually very functional stuff. We got some cool things. The Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. We've got a lot of Phil Hendry gear, including the Phil Hendry Show T-shirt, the Bobby Dooley Western Estates Homeowners Association spa robe. We've got a lot of things with the Western Estates logo on it, including caps and tote bags and gardening sets. And we've got a Phil Hendry Show mouse pad and actually, the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirts include the Miami shirt. And we've got one coming up New York City. Ted's finally opening a store in New York City. So he's finally opening a restaurant in a city that we can, you know, like enjoy. I'm joking. We like L.A. and we like Miami, but we like New York, too. And maybe he'll open one up in Chicago where the real steak eaters live. How about them apples? All right. So anyway, go to the webs to our souvenir shop and pick up our best of CD, the best of the Phil Hendry Show 2005. Are You For Real? It's all there. Brand new for 2005. The money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. Okay, we'll talk to Mavis here in a second on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I want to bring on Mavis Leonard now. Mavis is actually a very elderly lady, but still very communicative. And Ms. Leonard was a babysitter of Tukey Williams back when he was very small, growing up in the Southgate, South Central area of Los Angeles. Is that correct, Ms. Leonard?
Yeah, that's right. at that time, I worked for the school district, and I also babysat for a lot of the family. Yeah.
And you babysat Stanley?
Yeah, his name was Stanley, right.
And what do you think about, what was he like as a kid?
He was a very, very good boy. He was a nice boy. I would say, Tookie, you don't get over here. Tookie, you know, you have to do this, you have to do that. He'd always do what he was told. And I found him to be a very good boy.
Well, so what do you think about him being executed? Do you think he had to be saved?
Oh, no, I think they ought to burn him down. He's a scumbag. You know, I think I'd never burn that Negro down. All that, man.
You really think he's a bad man, huh?
Oh, yeah. I wrote a song about it, in fact. You know, I can play a song.
What did you say, ma'am? You wrote a song about it?
I did. I wrote a song. And from assignment, I got a bottle of Henry Winehart here. And can I sing a song?
Well, go ahead.
Oh, burn that Negro down. Burn him to the ground. Burn that Negro down. Burn him to the ground. I'm not a racist. I'm just a dumb black lady clown. Burn that Negro down.
Oh, well, now burn that.
Get out of here.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.